welcome.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulous slave paradise of Auckland, New Zealand, fluoridated and Fukushima irradiated, which is great for the economy because everybody now has a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb. My very special guest, Suzanne Posel, today has got some news for us. But before we go to her, I wanted to recant just what happened to me this morning. I was helping my mum move, you know, like boxes and stuff. And so for the first time in like, I can't even remember, the first time in living memory anyway, I had to get into morning rush hour traffic to get to my sister's place to help my mum move boxes in there. All right. And I was just looking around at all these other people trapped in their cars, just putting up with it. And then there was me, listening to the radio, hearing nothing but cricket commentary, going absolutely mental. Saying, hey, everybody, you're a bunch of freaking slaves, don't you get it? It's not freaking relevant. Unbelievably, I survived that experience. And I'm now here to host the radio show. My very special guest, Suzanne Posel, welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. I don't miss rush hour traffic. I don't remember what that's like.
Count your lucky stars. That's all I'll say. To do it once in a number of years is bad enough. Enough said. Why do we put ourselves through this? You know, and this is why I'm in favor of Andrew Breshago's thesis of time travel and teleportation. And his one of his main motivations for actually pushing his teleportation agenda is because he really, really, really hates Seattle traffic. Which I think is understandable. Right. What's on the board, Ms. Ford? What's the news today?
Well, the CIA has partnered with Amazon to use, to build a private cloud infrastructure to use for data mining, to expand data mining technologies, to beta test new technologies that they use for the CIA so they can better survey what's going on. And this is nothing new as far as corporations with technology, because Microsoft just came out and said, oh, yeah, the government spies and we record all of the Skype chats and now we're storing them. So everything can be moved around between different surveillance agencies for the government quite easily. Cloud is just another way. Just as a side note, the other day when I was on a Skype call doing an interview, my husband ran in the background to see who was being blocked, who was trying to hack into our computer. And the DOD visited me 5 times while I was on the air. And they were blocked 5 times. But I thought that was interesting because a couple of people that I know who are writers made a joke and said that they did a screenshot they were being infiltrated by the DOD information service. So I thought that, you know, oh my God, is this happening to those people? My husband showed me the screenshot, and I was like, oh my God, and that was happening while I was on the air.
Hey, so I wonder how many DOD scumbags are trying to hack into this show right now.
I don't know. It's very interesting to check and see. There's a little software program. My husband can put it in the Skype chat for you, and because I don't know the name of it. But you can download it into your hard drive, laptop, and it will tell you who's trying to break in.
Well, that's awesome. It's like CCTV for your LCD.
Absolutely. So cloud web services, actually Amazon Web Services, who use cloud, is building this specialized cloud infrastructure for the CIA. And they want to push people to use cloud services, of course, because It'll work with all of your mobile apps. It'll work with social media, social games. And they're hoping to move Amazon Web Services to smartphones and Androids. And when I saw that, I thought that that was interesting because last year, Broadcom introduced an RFID chip into Google's Android phones. And this will track you within a few centimeters, vertically, horizontally, in or outdoors, it doesn't matter. And the person who introduced the chip from Broadcom actually said that eventually this chip will determine what floor you're on in a building and have the ability to integrate information from atmospheric pressure sensors.
To what purpose?
To actually know literally where you're standing, what direction you're facing, where you are, inside a building, outside a building, it doesn't matter because it's all transmitted through the RFID chip and used with satellites and used in conjunction with the applications that you have downloaded on your phone, your operating system. Microsoft is recording the Skype chats and they're sending this information to the CIA. Then the CIA is working with Amazon, who's also working with companies who have RFID chips that can locate you within centimeters.
So this
GPS.
Is like the digital version of giving somebody a couple of roofies in their drink. You know?
You don't realize that the phone you're holding is actually the thing that's causing you to be surveyed.
Hold on a second. If this was my phone, would I be able to look up those details as well? Like, I'd be able to look on my phone, okay, I'm facing this direction, I'm on this floor, or I know that already because, you know, I haven't got my eyes closed and my hands over my ears and screaming as loud as I can to prevent me from, you know, knowing where I am and what the hell I'm doing. Is it just specifically for those surveilling you's benefit, or can I benefit from knowing where I am and at what height, apparently, because I won't know because I won't freaking have any idea where I am because I'll be lost at all times, right?
Well, what's interesting is the U.S. Air Force has contracted Locata, who uses jigsaw positioning systems,
which is
JPS.
Did you say Locata? It sounds like some kind of cheese.
No, that's Ricotta.
If you say so.
This is jigsaw positioning system, and it's GPS without having to use the satellites. And it's in use with the U.S. Air Force. So we've got the military-industrial complex using, and the Department of Defense, using systems, these surveillance systems, and they're all coming together with the CIA, Amazon, all the corporations are giving into this. And Locata can actually, there's a video in the article. You can watch this gentleman who downloaded the app on Locata, and as he's walking down the hall, you can watch him walk down that same hall on his phone, and he's got the screenshot in real time on the bottom right corner. It's the craziest thing.
I know. And they've got, you know, like if you're on a treadmill, you know how they got all those mirrors and the health clubs and stuff like that? So you can have somebody with a cell phone so you can watch them watch themselves watch you watch themselves.
It does feel like that, doesn't that? One of those fun houses. It is. It's really crazy that they've got this.
Hey, man. I mean, like, if you're watching yourself, watch yourself, watch yourself, watch yourself, then your ego must be eating itself. I think that's what Lewis Black theorized anyway.
Yeah, if you're guilty of something, you try your very best to lock down and control the situation. Absolutely. That's what our government's doing. They're guilty of a lot of bad things, so they're working really hard to lock down everything. Because they know eventually that whole ideology comes to a head. Enough people realize, enough people know, and eventually a large enough group will make a decision that they don't want to participate. And in order to keep everything going, you've got to go to these crazy extremes to make sure you monitor every single person.
It's as if people are afraid of having any form of responsibility. And I think this is really the crux of the issue here. I think, because if people will justify this and say, oh, well, what if, you know, like on the what if that happens one out of a million times or something, that's the reason to do a million bad things, because the one time it won't be a bad thing?
Absolutely. Well, I hear that all the time. I'm sure that you do. This person does horrible, horrible things, and then all of a sudden they do something that you like, and then you say you start to reevaluate how you feel about that person, and it's based on this new information. This is psychology. This is how politicians keep in office, because they do one really cool thing right before they get elected so that you forget the 99 horrible things that they did while they were in office.
Yeah. Obama authorized drone strikes and gave the bankers huge bailouts and appointed massive lobbyists into the White House and had like umpteen people from who had dual Israeli citizenship or whatever the heck. But he killed Osama bin Laden, allegedly.
Right.
And then fed him to the fishes, you know, like a mafia don.
Right, exactly. That's a good point. How many times did that guy die?
I don't know. Osama bin Laden was just the gift that kept on giving.
That's amazing.
Anytime you need an excuse, say, man, you know, we need some kind of excuse to start Africa. Oh, why don't we get our man Tim Osman? Osama to blow up some kind of an embassy somewhere in a small African country, you know, where no Americans are, so nobody actually really gives a frack about them because they're African and we used to enslave them anyway. Oh, here we go. That's a brilliant idea. Africa on. Hey, wait a second. I think we really need to militarize the Gulf of Oman and stuff like that, and maybe demonize a few Arab countries so we can go in and steal their oil later, you know. What kind of, how could we do that? I mean, well, maybe if we got Tim to blow up the USS Cole or something like that. I don't know. Wait, no. Don't put yourself down. It's a brilliant idea. Oh, man. Well, hey, what if we need to justify illegal wars all over the entire place and illegally wiretap everybody's phones and scan everybody with radiation machines and then whack off in the private rooms in the background to the nice boobies and whatnot? Why don't we get Tim and a couple of cronies and stuff like that we give our own credit cards and buy their cocaine and hookers for them and Jack Daniels and get them on some planes and stuff, fly them into a few buildings, and then say it was a completely different country, one that we actually want to go in and invade and destroy in order to have geopolitical control over the region. Bro, that's brilliant. How do you come up with this stuff? I don't know. I guess I'm just lucky. Thank God for Tim Osman. Thank God for Osama bin Laden. Otherwise, the United States as we know it would fall apart.
You know, they actually had a conversation similar to that. It caught wind on Facebook. And what was his name? Patrick Clausen actually had a conversation. Hey, we need to get into war. We should do it the traditional way. Let's use a false flag.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the organic food of no,
it's the natural way. Just do a false flag, man. Just do a false flag. You'd be all good with it.
Exactly. And oh wait, the FBI should put out some fake bombers, but they should attack the Fed.
Whoa, we just had like a real major technical glitch there. Sorry, everybody. Like I was saying, America is a land of tradition. Thanksgiving, Halloween, false flag terrorism. It's beautiful, you know? The land of the free. The home of the soon-to-be enslaved. In fact, the home of the already are enslaved and just going through the motions. It's a sad state of affairs. Hey, hold on a second. Am I not taking this seriously enough? Am I not taking the demise of what was the greatest nation in the world, now like the 50th least educated nation in the world or something like that? Am I not taking this seriously enough, that it's being destroyed systematically, handed over to evil, extreme military industrial complex, eugenics loving banker scumbags? I think maybe I'm not taking it seriously enough, but I can guarantee you there's probably lots of other people out there who are. So Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for not being quite as serious as perhaps I should. But honestly, I don't know how to deal with this otherwise. It's either that or fetal position. You know, you remember duck and cover? Fetal position and cover your eyes is now the motto. You want to stop seeing stuff? You want to think that, oh my God, we might possibly be safe if we huddle under a desk under kindling while a nuclear weapon goes off? If that suddenly makes sense to you, then I swear, ignoring everything that goes on around you in the world, covering your eyes, covering your ears, and being in a semi-permanent fetal position, I can guarantee you will help a lot with that condition. Right back after the break, thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand. Slave Central South Pacifica. Sounds like a really nice music festival that I might want to go to. My very special guest is Cynthia Brewer, otherwise known as Cindy. Cindy, welcome to the program.
Well, hi there. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Well, why don't you start off and let us know a little bit about who you are and what it is you do.
All righty. Well, my story is quite a wild one. I'm the lady that was used in the Human Genome Project in 1997. Came out in the news as Dolly the Sheep. They grew a biologically functional chimera in my hip. It was the first biotech patent. They did the DNA sequencing off of my blood, and that ultimately landed with the patent to what they claim owns all people and their DNA.
Oh, isn't that nice? People think they own us because they looked at some kind of a strand of somebody's DNA.
Yes. Yes. In 2001 was when this DNA sequencing was done. It was done at UCLA in Westwood. And one of the head people was Francis Collin. Francis Collin being the head of the National Institute of Health, which is where they hold the gene bank. And that gene bank is what backs the world currency today.
All right. Like a magic genie, as it were.
You bet. When they talk about trading house, you know, the housing bubble and stuff, that was all because they were trading human beings and the DNA. That's why biotech is number one on the stock market. And when they're talking minerals, textiles, that type of thing, it's genuinely your cells, genes, and clones. I am the... I see you looking confused here. It's a pretty heavy story. The story is a little bit difficult because it is the largest one in documented human history, and it is approximately 2/3 of the world's economy today. And the fact that they're reversing that is what's causing the economic collapse, and those gene banks are basically controlled or claimed to be owned by the Vatican and Her Majesty. And actually, the patents were all passed out in Switzerland by the hidden bank accounts. They went to the colleges, universities, and multi-level institutions. And so basically, the whole economy is based around creating diseases, giving you the disease, and then treating the cure in exchange for your estate.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize they were trading it on the stock market, though. Like, it's not listed as a disease limited, and they're just like, man, I need to buy myself just a couple of thousand shares of disease limited, okay? There's just not quite enough pestilence in my particular area of New Jersey at the moment.
It is. It's number one on the stock market, hands down. Nothing even comes close to it.
So what companies are actually being traded on the thing? Like, would you be able to elucidate a little bit? If you're saying it's being traded on the stock market, like, what companies are actually biotech? Are there different representations? Is there some kind of code, like a translation sort of thing? Like, Microsoft equals, I don't know, sterilization vaccines or something? Oh, wait, it already does.
Absolutely. The problem is that there is so many of them. There's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of them. So this is only a drop in the bucket. The best-selling genes are the breast cancer genes, known as BRCA1 and BRCA2. So if a woman gets breast cancer, it's $10,000 to check that DNA sequencing. And if that's not it, then it's $10,000 to check BRCA2. And that's $20,000 to that woman. They took the DNA from my body and they applied it to everybody else on planet. And then what they're doing actually is feeding you GMO foods that cause a morphing of those genetic characteristics so that they can then treat it. And me, as the real party in interest and the principal in fact on what happened, got thrown in the street and died and chased all over the place. I've had my tracking chips. I've had the helicopters following me. I've been chased all over the place, thrown in the nut wards, you name it. I've been overdosed. My story is really heavy. The original thing that happened in 1997 was, actually, you know what? Let me open a document so that I can give you some specific details.
Beware, ladies and gentlemen, she has the documents.
Oh, I do. And that has to do with a lot why the trade towers went down and all the paper shredding, the Chicago Mercantile, and then they put mobile units around. They're hiding these. They're trying to destroy these documents.
And only part of the Hurricane Sandy flood, because apparently, like a couple of trillion dollars worth of untraceable bearer bonds or something like that got flooded and trashed as well.
Well, absolutely, they target those, and they call. I was the number one national security threat on the planet for 8 freaking years. Oh yeah, I went through it, and you know what? I have something to tell you. Okay. I'm going to give you the scientific breakdown because everybody once upon a time called me crazy, and they don't anymore. Okay? The scientific breakdown is that I have what they call the CCR5 gene, known as Delta 32 mutation, and it makes me immune to all the diseases. They've given me 12 lethal injections, and I wake up from them. I've had the plague. I've had AIDS. I've had typhoid. I've had influenza. Psychiatric drug overdose. They have done really, really awful things. And people don't know where it's coming from because everything is done under the Environmental Protection Agency or the EPA. Why do they do that? Because the Environmental Protection Agency doesn't have any acts or laws within itself. So they grab acts and laws from anywhere and everywhere they want, and they create whatever kind of craziness they want to eliminate liability and keep the security instruments. Basically, what they did is they claimed my body, and my birth certificate was sold from American Banknote Corporation to Pacific Banknote Corporation, which is CFC International.
Well, Cynthia, we're having some real trouble with your connection there. AFR, I believe I popped in the phone number for Cynthia there for you. If we could reconnect her up on that should be fine. Cynthia, can you still hear me?
I can.
Okay, yeah, your connection's a little bit gravelly there. So your phone should be ringing any second now, hopefully. Okay, well, sorry about that, folks. You know, everybody gets suspicious when there's a little bit of technical issues, don't they? Don't they, Cindy? You're like, oh, this person must be getting hacked. And we had Suzanne Posel on earlier segment. She actually literally was being hacked like 5 times during a show by the Department of Defense. They've got the screenshots to prove it and everything. This stuff really does go on. It's not, and it's supposed to make you paranoid, but I don't get paranoid. I just go, well, thank you for trying to hack me. I'm glad you think that I'm that important. And my guests as well. And I think we have Cindy on the line. Cindy?
You do.
Oh, right. We got you.
Okay. Well.
All right. Last thing you said was something about your birth certificate being traded between these two Pacific banking companies or something.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people. I'm from Southern California. I was in the LA area, which is where this happened. And my birth certificate was held by American Banknote Corporation. And it was sold, it was transferred, it was signed for by Richard Ellis, which is a whole other story. He is a distant cousin that assumed the manor from Lord Nelson, who was my great-great-grandfather. So I would be his chattel in his manor, under his manor roll. So he authorized the signature to sell my body to Pacific Banknote Corporation. Of course, I didn't know any of this back then. Okay, I was just skipping along like everybody else. And it's CFC International, which is Countrywide Financial Corporation. And so all the tradings were done for human trafficking over the secondary mortgage market. You know, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. And that was the property, that's the property management corporation for them. And that's what caused the housing bubble. Okay? So, I'm giving you too much information too fast. I can feel this. Okay. Ultimately, the first biotech patent went to the superbug for the Exxon Valdez. They patented the superbug because they wanted to give interest. And prior to that, you couldn't patent any of God's gifts. It was illegal to patent rocks and herbs and anything else that was alive. Okay? Well, the second one went out, and the patent number, for anybody that wants to know, is 4,237,224. And it was granted to Norman Stanley Cohen and Herbert Boyer. And the patent was managed by Stanford Law School. It was filed on December 2nd, 1980. And it was entitled Process for Producing Biologically Functional Molecular Chimeras. Okay? They took a chimera, I swear to God this happened to me, on film. They did brain and reproductive studies. I can back all of this up. It's even on the National Institute of Health. It's on Wikipedia. It's all over the place. But nobody understands the significance of where this ultimately landed up. And nobody intended for it to do that when they started with it. What they did was they patented, they maximized everything. I was the first human taking that was supposed, what they call lawful under their laws, under man's laws. And the argument probably went something to the effect of, well, it's better that one man die than a whole nation perish. So they grabbed me without notice, informed consent, or agreement, and they implanted me with DNA morphing so that I would carry it. And they made what they call a chimera. They wanted to find out what controlled what part of the DNA.
So when you say chimera, you're talking about a reference to the mythological beast that was like half lion, half snake?
Yep.
Okay.
They took different, it's called a xenoplant. What they did is they took different pieces and parts of different animals. And they did when you look online, you'll be able to see it's called Brie, became of it. It's the Brie cell, gene, and clone line. It was also, the proceeds were supposed to go to community development, and you have Brie properties, and you also have Sea Brie, which is the largest community development on the planet. And the Canadian securities were registered under Brie X, and that's what caused that crash. And there's a whole host of them. If you look at Brie, you can't even imagine the scope and magnitude of what I'm talking about until you physically visit what I'm telling you. You won't even believe it until you see it, and you just will be floored.
It is. I don't know. I think you'll be surprised what people will believe someday.
Okay, good. Good, good. Okay, but you need to see it to even, you just got to see it, because you won't even believe that this has been going on under your nose. It's 2/3 of the world's economy became of this. In addition, it's the largest case in documented human history. And 98% of the people don't even know what happened. And they have gone from, for every single link, including taking down the trade towers, the paper shredding, and all that stuff, to cover this up, and they have just done horrible things. It's just inconceivable. It's unconscionable to cover up what they did. So it was called brain and reproductive studies is what they did on me. And on film, they raped me, then they turned me onto my side, and they cut about a 2-foot-long incision into my leg, and they took out a biologically functional chimera. And what it was, I read the medical records one time when Anonymous sent them to me. was, it ruined my life beyond anything you could imagine, and it was just too emotional for me to really soak it in. But I got the gist of it. It had like a zebra arm and an elephant's trunk and a rat's tail and an alligator tooth and a mouse's ear and a rabbit, whatever, okay? It was a collage of all different pieces and parts of all different animals put into one thing. And it was alive, but it was blind and deaf. And basically...
You know, it's a, that sounds an awful lot like the U.S. Congress.
Yeah. Well, that's just morals and ethics that are missing there.
As well as being blind and deaf and dumb.
Yeah, no. So, ultimately, after they did that, they also proceeded, they had this meeting in Switzerland, okay, and this was what was supposed to, this was the ringing in of the New World Order from H.R. 3474, which was basically not put in the Library of Congress, but it was controlling all of the laws of the nation, and it was unknown and undisclosed, and that's why all of this stuff, people are going, but my constitutional rights, and this case, and that law, and this and that. Okay, well, that's
that always that always cracks me up when people do that. It's like, ah, you think you've got rights.
Exactly. What H.R. 3474 is it's a series of amendments to existing laws that was never released, and they just changed all the definitions of everything and made everything mean exactly the opposite of what it used to mean, and then didn't release that information. And it controlled every single agency under the sun. It made a wholly privatized government. We have no government that's not privatized. It said that the government is not allowed to interfere with the wrongdoings or anything else, or they would then basically their lives would be ruined. Okay?
Yeah. Well, so in order to ensure continuity of government, you need to ensure that things keep going wrong so the government can still have an excuse to exist. And everything really is the opposite these days. You're absolutely right. Like, the US government, Capitol Hill is where the capital crimes are committed. The Oversight Committee just overlooks everything. And the House Appropriation Committee provides funding where inappropriate. That's about it. We'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen, with Cindy Brewer. Now, whose side are you on?
Some kind of way out of here. They must face it, a joker to the thief.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the show that's hosted by a joker who talks about thieves. My very special guest is Cindy Brewer. Welcome back.
Hi.
Okay, where were we? I think we were kind of talking about how there was a law passed that kind of made everything in the United States the opposite. I've been thinking for a long time that I live an opposite world, you know. The police are supposed to serve and protect, but they only seem to punish and enslave. The military is supposed to be for defense, but they only ever seem to attack. What's going on here?
Well, it's privatized. The government is wholly privatized. It's on page 13 of H.R. 3474, the Regal Community Development Act. When you go to H.R. 3474... it has a list of every subject under the sun that it controls. And that includes the patents. And that's how they were able to do a patent to get to patent our DNA. Okay? And it goes on to basically turn everything upside down. At any rate, what they did to me was they got the patent for the functional biologically molecular chimera. They did the DNA sequencing on my blood, and that is what is in the gene banks at the National Institute of Health, and that is run by Francis Collin, who was head of the Human Genome Project, and that is what backs the world currency. So, basically, all other people are listed as derivatives under that initial patent.
So is that why they keep continuing to prop up the derivatives market? Because if that falls apart, everybody dies? Well, I don't quite understand.
I think that you're asking one question out of a million that belong in the same category.
Right. Okay. Is there one answer to answer all million questions?
Basically, this is the crux behind two-thirds of the world's economy. And that's when they say that it's a security threat. They're talking about security's interests. So if it has to do with social and economic policy, this is where it came from. This is the origin of it. And so what they did is after they took the Chimera out of my hip, amputated my right butt cheek and part of my right leg, and then they proceeded to give me lethal injections because the large corporations were listed as the beneficiaries, the multi-level corporations and large institutions, Ford Motor Company, GM Grace, Lockheed Martin, everybody, all of the banks, everybody was involved in it. And it was decided at the world court and at the Carnegie Mellon Peace Palace. The Geneva Convention was over this, so was the Hague. They intended to do a human taking, gain the information, and they modeled the World Wide Web after it. They modeled the computers, the satellite industry, the jet propulsion labs. Everything was modeled after human DNA.
Okay.
So what they did after that is like J.P. Morgan had, I think they had the plague. And I don't remember who specifically had what. You were asking me for the name of a biotech company, and I didn't quite finish that thought. BRCA1, BRCA2 is held by Myriad. Myriad being a California corporation. But the funds go through the regents of the colleges and universities. So basically, they created an army, a war of all college students against them. Okay? Because it was a security risk to them. They privatized all of government. They privatized all of the colleges and universities. And it was done in H.R. 3474. Privatized all the courts, the government, every agency, all of it.
Now, apparently, if you look up the number of your birth certificate on the U.S. stock market, it'll actually be there with a certain dollar amount next to it, like it's a share, livestock, as it were.
Right. But you see, when they threw me in the nut ward, they transferred three pages. I was in there when somebody else was doing the homework for me. Everybody gets one of their, I call them straw men. It's your name in all capital letters. One transferred from the county that they were at over to San Bernardino, which is where I was held. For me, it was three entire computer pages full of it. So there was like a whole bunch of estates created under this. And when I did a search on my name, there was some, I don't know, something like 5 million Cynthia Marie Brewers back then. This is in 2008.
So they kind of franchised you, turned you into sort of like a shell corporation, as it were.
Absolutely. A nation. A nation is what they did. And they use state sovereign rights to hide everything and for state secrecy, for the Secrecy Act and stuff. Okay? And that was all under H.R. 3474. So it was well premeditated from many years back. It was decided at the Carnegie Mellon Peace Palace, and it was under the Joint Trade Commission 1, which was part of the Eisenhower Trade Pact with the aliens. They traded the DNA with the aliens for weapons of mass destruction. And what ultimately landed out of it, the money from that surgery turned into HAARP, DARPA, Blackwater, CERN, all of them. That's where all the money came from, to go and throw depleted uranium on half of our planet. Because everybody that gave diseases to, etc., became a derivative of that initial patent. So the beneficiaries of that patent had all of this money that, and they also made themselves securities exempt on a lot of them. That's what the Cohen Group is, the Chertoff Group. Homeland Security was created over this. Okay? Like I said, I was number one national security threat for 8 years. It was horrible. So when they threw me in the nut ward, what they did is they took unauthorized jurisdiction over my body and property and ruined my credibility. And if you think going to the nut ward and coming out and telling this story to somebody is easy, oh, my God, you try it. Holy cow. So basically, society, once again, you know, chastised me and caused me some serious problems because of this. It was very difficult. It's not so much anymore because people know now. Sometimes I tell somebody in a position of power who I am, and they about fall through the roof, okay? But generally speaking, if you are an individual, okay, which is the exact word they use, being the surety of the estate, well, they have misappropriated all the beneficial interests to our estates, to these colleges and universities and major institutions, and they leave us with the debt alone. Okay, and that's what H.R. 3474 did.
So basically, it commoditized the entire human race,
yes,
into slaves that can simply be transferred around on the stock market for the benefit of gargantuan, yes, multinational corporations that otherwise have draconian power over everything anyway.
Yes, and it was given, my DNA sequencing was given to the International Standards Organization, known as the ISO, and they're the ones that standardize the barcodes for the world trade.
Well, the IFO needs the GTFO, in my opinion.
I'm acronym impaired.
It's get the something out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they commoditized all of the DNA sequencing, and they passed those patents out in Switzerland at the Uniprot Consortium. Okay? And Myriad would be one of the people that got the BRCA1 and the BRCA2 genes, which are the breast cancer genes, the sequences. And Craig Venter worked for Myriad, and then he started the Venter Institute, and he's the one that came up with what they call the first synthetic life. Interestingly enough, they named it Cynthia, spelled with an S. And of course, there's plausible deniability on all of this. We did that because it's synthetic. It's fully synthetic. No, they used a chassis of my DNA from the Human Genome Project to do it. He's the one that mixed Cynthia, which has a Latin name of some sort, with the superbug from the Exxon Valdez, and they released that in the Gulf of Mexico to clean up the oil spill. And what happened there is Cynthia got taken up into the clouds, and it went over the land, and it rained down, and because they released just the chassis of it, and of course they threw in the CCR5 Delta 32 mutation, so they can't kill it. And all of these different life forms are all underneath the ocean now of different organisms that are not microorganisms, but actually turned into large animals and creatures under there that they never had before. And since they couldn't kill it because it's antibiotic resistant, it went out into the Atlantic Ocean, and all kinds of people are getting sick from it over there. And that's Cynthia.
Are there some kind of Cynthia sea monsters out there?
Yes. There's videos on YouTube. There was. I don't know if there is anymore because they remove a lot of this stuff. My name being put on a website usually crashes the website. This has been going on for a long time. So it's not that people aren't trying to get the information out, and people go, well, why don't you have a website? Well, because every time I put a website up, somebody kicks over the sandcastle and throws sand in my eyes. I can't make anything like that without them coming through and destroying it. So it just turns me into somebody that's sedentary, that's just, you know, I mean, I'm fighting two-thirds of the world's economy, and they're calling it a national security threat. It's been a nightmare for me.
Well, see, basically, in these kind of situations, they try to shut you up or discredit you or just basically make sure that you can't do anything and become so paranoid that you basically stop yourself from doing anything, and they don't even have to do any work anymore.
And you get burned out. I mean, how many years are you supposed to be sedentary trying to work towards this? You get burned out in a bad, bad way. And then it's like years and somebody wipes it out.
It's psychologically speaking, it's like the equivalent of dysentery, you know? You're just constantly losing your nutrients from your body and you dry up and you cannot survive it without some kind of a cure unless it all gets out. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Yes, and let me tell you what the worst thing is.
I'm sorry, we're coming to break. You can tell us the worst thing after that. How about them apples? Mm-hmm. Cynthia Brewer is my guest, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.